Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Vegan Nation is brought to you in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel, because your vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com. The views expressed in this program, Vegan Nation, do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. At the start of the new year, coming into 2019, we have a very special feature, celebrating vegan cats. There are numerous vegan cats all around the globe, too many to mention here in this one show. However, I would like to give a shout out to three of them in particular. Celine in England. Celine, the cat, is 20 years vegan, and here's a short story on Celine. Due to the noble work of animal rights activists, Celine was rescued from a vivisection laboratory breeding facility, and since then she has been vegan. I'd also like to acknowledge Midnight. Midnight, also in England, was just 11 weeks old on Wednesday, December 13th, December 2017, when she was adopted from a shelter. It was the first night of Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights Day. She is the light out of the dark, Midnight, named so by the rescue. Midnight was born in England in a hotel ground. They were going to destroy her, but the rescue caught the mother and the kittens. Midnight, this feral kitten, was immediately put on vegan food. The first 2 days, she ate vegan dog food because her guardian, Noelle, wasn't planning on getting a cat that day. And then her vegan cat food arrived 2 days later, and Celine is now a one-year-old, very healthy, happy, delightful black cat. Shortly, we'll be joined by Noelle. Noelle Obkaskis is a vegan educator, activist. Noelle lives in Chester, Cheshire County, England, and she'll be joining us via Skype, Cheshire County, England. And next, I'd like to give a shout-out to another beautiful black cat, Lilu. Lilu, as well as Her Majesty Moo, are healthy vegan cats, and their guardian is Viara V. Dobratina. Lilu and Her Majesty Moo are fed the vegan commercial food called Evolution. And after the break, we'll be joined by the co-founders and the co-owners of Evolution Pet Food, and that is Lynn and Eric Wiseman in Minnesota, USA. Lynn and Eric are celebrating 30 years in business with Evolution Pet Food. And now we're featuring a very powerful, wise vegan educator in Cheshire County, England.
My name is Noelle Obkaskis. I live in England, in Europe, Britain, and in a small town called Chester, where I have two vegan dogs, a vegan cat, and five turkeys. I've created on my website a page of an example of now about 100 vegan cats, yes, some of them 20 years old. It's on vegan information, it's vegan-information.com. And on there, I've shown that there are visibly 20-year-old cats, 10-year-old cats, 5-year-old cats. My cat, Midnight, darling that she is, I've got pictures of her on her own little blog page as well.
Oh, yes. And Noelle, could you share a quick story about Celine?
Oh, Celine, exactly. There's a 20-year-old. There were two, actually, in her. She was from a rescue. A horrific story. That was an animal testing function in the United Kingdom. And this cat, Celine, was rescued. She was going to be used for vivisection. That horrific. You know, the cats, like any animals, are being used for vivisection. So she was saved. A whole load of activists, animal rights activists, campaigned to close this thing and saved some of the cats from this horrific vivisection place. She came and was fed immediately vegan by her owner in England. She is still alive. Yes, she's a beautiful cat. I had have a picture of her under a Christmas tree only this December that her owner has put up on the internet. She's 20 years old. Now, this is 5 years older than the average cat life. Yes, let's not beat about the bush. I mean, she's still alive at age 20, being fed a vegan diet. Then another cat that was with her, a Siamese cat. He was lovely. I like Siamese. Excuse me. telling you that I have a preference, but we all do. He lived to just short of a few days of his 20 years old age. There's another few examples. Fed Evolution pet food. In fact, on their website, one of their cats, I think she was 20, if not 21 years old when that cat died. So obviously, the vegan cat foods are totally satisfactory.
I've also interviewed Dr. Andrew Knight, who's also in the UK, yes. And I've also interviewed Dr. Armiti May, who's in Los Angeles, California. Yes. So I recommend those who have questions can reach Absolutely. Out to those veterinarians as well. But you also point yes. out that by non-vegan, what we're doing is harming and causing all the suffering to all these other species of animals that are being yes. sold into the flesh-based foods. And yes. that's absolutely. Not compassionate.
Yes, absolutely. Right. So we block our minds to the fact that we're killing animals. So 1,000 animals' lives compared to one cat, when we are, the humans are the ones deciding to do that, is just unfair. It's when you can see that my cat, 20-year-old cats, 5-year-old cats, are living perfectly healthily on their vegan diets, when we stop the shock and realize this is reality, that they're not sick, that they're not suffering, why kill 1,000 animals? Why kill 1,000 bred by human chickens? It's called speciesism to the extreme. Naturally, we think, if we think of our cats as we do, as our members of our family, we think they matter more than anybody else. You know, we need to just calm down and realize we do not need to do it. So the question then is only, why do it? Why kill 1,000 chickens to get nutrients that are all in the vegan pet food?
And you are so strong, because I've read the comments that you get on all the social media, and you come back yeah. with knowledge. You come back with facts. You
well,
come
I
back
try.
With experience.
I try.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I try, because I don't think opinions are good enough. Yeah, I don't think someone saying cats can't live without meat is enough. You've got to prove it. You have to give more. So I can't go either to say to someone, cats can live vegan, without showing an example, which is why I did these web pages recently.
Let's hear yeah. your web pages. And also, too, I know that you speak many languages.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, merci.
Right, my web page, it's vegan-information.com. All the information pages on the cats and dogs, I have put links to Dr. Andrew Knight, Dr. Armiti May, and the scientific studies and videos to show that vegan diets for companion animals, cats and dogs, are adequate and meet their requirements. I put links, and I'll put, you know, the cat links right at the top after this discussion. Just go and have a look. The pictures of the cats, I was astonished. Absolument émerveillé de trouver 45, 45 chats français. 45 French vegan fed cats, with write-ups about what they get fed, their pictures, on a vegan French website, and that link too is there. So I was astonished. In France, we're talking about a meat-eating culture on M. Bien sa viande en France, and they have found, listed, you know, documented 45 vegan cats that want to, are not afraid of saying, here we are, take a look at us, and this is what we eat. So I think this is very helpful.
Noelle, will you please list some of the Facebook pages as well, and the groups? And on Facebook, I really like Veterinary Vegan Network.
There's two very large vegan cats groups. One is called Vegan Dogs and Cats United, and the other one is Vegan Cats. The third one is Healthy Vegan Cats Thriving. There's about 7,000 to 9,000 members in there. My French group is a closed group, so you can't read their posts without being a member. I belong also to a Vegane Katzen group. It's a German group, because I speak, ich spreche auch Deutsch. And I find, actually, the Germans have got a lot of different types of foods they're feeding their cats and dogs, which is fascinating to me. They are closed groups. But again, if you are a German speaker and you want to see what the Germans are feeding their cats, go on to the Vegane Katzen Facebook group. The French have got les chats et chiens. They've combined cats and dogs together, a bit like the English-speaking Vegan Cats and Dogs United, it's called. You can go on to the French chats et chiens vegan végétalien.
We're listening to Noelle Opkaskas. via Skype in Chester, Cheshire County, England. Noelle is a vegan educator and activist. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. And now we'll continue our conversation with Noelle.
If you're hanging on to your prehistoric, I'm a caveman, you know, I grunt and drag women by the hair stuff, you're never going to evolve. You're never going to understand that vegan cat food exists.
Yes, and speaking of evolve, I really do believe that that's what's happening on this planet for humans and non-humans alike. And could you relay your pages about Little Tyke for those who'd like to learn about Little Tyke?
There's a lioness, historically factual, there's a book about her called Little Tyke. Little and then T-Y-K-E. Yeah, it's an American expression, tyke. It's an affectionate kind of word. I didn't know what tyke meant in its American English. But this little baby lion grew up totally gentle, and there's pictures of it with lambs and other animals, small animals, you know, that these animals would normally kill in the wild. So it wasn't a case of the humans forcing this lioness to refuse to eat meat. She herself did. She's got a page I've done for her on Facebook with her story, and it was very interesting. This couple were so astounded by this lioness, they became a little bit religious because of her. They suddenly saw the connection with this lioness and the Isaiah quotation of, you know, in the future ideal world, in the future Eden, the lion or the wolf will lie down with a lamb and a little child will lead them. That is the quote of the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, and the different versions, because, as you know, this is written by human beings, they mix up whether it was a wolf or a lion. But so sometimes the text reads lion, the wolf, or the lion will lie down with the lamb. So this couple, the Westbows they were called, that had this little tyke, they felt very much that suddenly this was almost like a sign that this is possible. In the future, even though out in the wild they are obligate, forced to be carnivores, wild lions, and there's only 20,000 left of them in the entire world. I mean, we're talking serious problem. We're talking about extinction. 4,000 tigers left only in this world. You know, it's serious problem. And instead of focusing all our energies on killing animals, as we do, destroying the planet, destroying our health, we could in fact feed the wild lions, if there's any left by the time we've finished destroying their habitats. We could feed them with vegan food now. We have the technology. This is maybe what our role, what our duty to the world is to say, to use our brains, to use our intelligence and our skills to provide a peaceful, less cruel world than we have currently, for everybody's sake. You know, it is that sort of time of year when people are supposed to be thinking about peace to all men, except that it's the biggest holocaust of death going on of the year, unfortunately, still. But it's changing. We want a more peaceful world for ourselves.
And I believe that you are a very powerful leader in ushering in this new global paradigm of normalized nonviolence, as we are exiting out of the paradigm of normalized violence. And you are a great leader, Noelle.
We mustn't think, my cat doesn't matter, I don't matter. We've got to think every little person matters, you know, a bit like in the Hobbit film, the smallest person in the world can make a big change.
What is the spelling of your name for those who'd like to be able to get in touch with you?
My name, first name, is a French one. It's Noelle. I'll spell N-O-E-L-L-E, then full stop, then Obkarskas, which is Lithuanian, O-B-C-A-R, S for sugar, K-A-S for sugar, @gmail.com. And on the website of vegan-information.com. Let's stop feeding our cats dead animals, suffering chickens, rabbits, cows, and fish that are suffocated to death. None of this is necessary. None of it. None of these deaths are necessary to feed our cats.
Yes, we greatly appreciate you, Noelle. Again, you are a very powerful leader, a very wise woman who is powerful in transforming this planet from a killing pit into a paradise.
Well, that's what we all want. I think we all want a more peaceful world, yes? Once we get over our shocks and our doubts and our fears, we need to calm down and say, stop the fear. Fear makes us do stupid things. Our cats do not need the lives of other animals.
Again, I greatly appreciate you joining us on Vegan Nation. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for having me. You know, if I had one final message to say to everyone is, these are beautiful, healthy, vegan-fed cats that are not suffering. So let's reassure everybody, you know, that thinks that this is cruelty. This is not cruelty, yeah? And we're not being cruel to the 1,000 chickens that we would be cruel to if we were feeding them those poor animals and doing their health worse harm as well, because it's not healthy food, this non-vegan food. I mean, I think people need to wake up and understand, you know, the recalls are the tip of the iceberg out there. Of course the rubbish is going to the non-vegan pet foods. They're not rubbish in terms of the animals' lives. What we need are the right nutrients. And the big, you know, I need my protein. The equivalent in the cat world is I need my taurine. It isn't coming from meat. Not even in your standard pet foods. And I hope Mr. Weissman, if he's speaking later on this show, will make that a bit more clearer, because he's more the scientific expert on these matters than he has to explain that. It is healthy food. Yeah, good for your cats.
Well, Noelle, this has been fabulous, really. I hope to connect with you again in the future as well.
Yes. Well, I look forward to hearing more of your programs.
Okay.
Because it's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Noelle. Okay.
Good evening.
Good
to
evening.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank my guest, Noelle Abkarskas, via Skype in Chester, Cheshire County, England. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. This is WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA. Online at WCUW.org. Vegan Nation airs every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Throughout today's program, we've been listening to the music of Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. And this is the turkey song. Prior to the break, I mentioned about the vegan cat Celine, who was rescued from a vivisection laboratory breeding facility. And she is 20 years old, and she eats a vegan diet. And I'd like to give a shout out to Mike Creighton in England for sharing the information about Celine. And now I'd like to also give a shout out to Lynn and Eric Wiseman to congratulate them for their 30 years in service with Evolution Pet Food Corporation, a company that has for 30 years been making plant protein vegan cat and dog food. Here's a clip of Eric at the World Vegan Summit.
Thanks, Bob. Bob's a fantastic person who helps the animals every day, just like most of us do. Who here is vegan? Want to raise your hands? Okay, great. How many people have pets here, please? And how many people feed their pets vegan pet food? Some of you obviously don't feed your pets vegan pet food, but I can tell you that there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that you should not feed your cat or dog or ferret vegan pet food. For the past 26 and a half years, Evolution has been making vegan pet foods, plant protein pet foods, and how we have put our foods together is by doing protein profile analysis. In other words, what we've been able to do via current science is measure the levels of all the essential proteins that are found in raw meat, and we put them in our foods in the same amount or in greater amounts to protect the systems of our dogs and cats that eat our food, and of course around the United States, Canada, and Europe. So we sell around the US every day. We do a lot of direct deliveries to people around the country every day, and we sell to different distributors and retailers around the United States and Canada. Now, what about you? What about us? Most of us are vegan. Most of us care about the animals. Most of us, I think, without exception, care about the animals, or else we wouldn't be here at this conference today. So why not feed your animals vegan pet food? And even if you don't use evolution, I urge you strongly to use vegan pet foods for your dogs and cats. It's very important because, like the previous speaker said, you vote with your dollars. And if you're voting with your dollars, vote vegan. We assist people all over the country. We give free pet food to the poor in our community. That's what we do. That's our dedication. Our mission is to have healthier, longer living dogs and cats. Needless to say, the meat industry does not like our pet food company. I do a television program in one of the worst states in the world. Not the country, the world. It's called Minnesota. Minnesota, spelled M-E-A-N, a soda. Minnesota probably has the highest torturing and kill ratio per person of any state in the country, if not the world. And it's a very bad place for animals. And the reason why it's so bad is because there's free water in Minnesota. It's the land of 10,000 lakes. 10,000 lakes, that's the big boast of Minnesota. But a lot of that water is being poisoned by the sewage from the 1,300 confinement feeding operations and the fish hatcheries and the poultry hatcheries and the slaughterhouses in the state of Minnesota. Plus, they have a huge hunting population and they have a huge propaganda program from the meat industry, from all those companies. You see another ad on TV about every 5 minutes. So we appreciate your dedication to making this world a better place. And let me assure you, we are in the battle for the animals' lives. We live in a society that is entirely based on animal exploitation. But we are doing something about it. We are making people aware of what we're doing. I speak to people everywhere, every day. And if you will join me, I urge you to do this, because you may be the only voice that these people ever hear about what humans are doing to all the other animals and the rest of this planet, okay? We are the voice box for the animals, okay? If we don't speak up, if we don't speak out, we're not going to win this war. It is a war. And we have to be compassionate to the people we're speaking to, even if they say rude things to us.
I recommend you to join us on Vegan Nation in the near future.
I hope you'll join me. I know we're all linked by the compassion gene. We are family. That gene inside each one of our cells, inside the nuclei of each one of our cells, the compassion gene links all of us. We are family. Okay? Don't forget it.
That was Eric Wiseman in St. Paul, Minnesota. Eric and his wife Lynn are the co-founders and the co-owners of Evolution Pet Food, celebrating 30 years in business. Thank you, Lynn and Eric, for your service. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week for more news and music about the vegan lifestyle. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation. The information provided in today's show does not replace veterinary opinions and expertise, so we suggest you contact your vegan veterinarian for more information about vegan diets for cats. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. And now let's go out with X True Nature X with their awesome song, One Species. Thank you. This is One Species by X True Nature X. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. At the end of this recording, you're going to hear the cries of cows, and those are female cows in the dairy industry, who are crying out as each and every one of their babies are abducted for a human population who refuses to get weaned and continue to breastfeed. Most of their babies end up in the pet food industry. And then you'll also hear the cries of baby lambs, which is the same process. And it's all violent and it all can cease. Thank you, evolution. Thank you, Noel. Molly Narrow, wishing you a good day.
Oh, Celine, exactly. And this cat, Celine, was rescued. She was going to be used for vivisection. So she was saved. A whole load of activists, animal rights activists, saved some of the cats. She came and was fed immediately vegan by her owner in England. She is still alive. Yes, she's a beautiful cat. I had have a picture of her under a Christmas tree only this December. She's 20 years old. Now, this is 5 years older than the average cat life. Yes, let's not beat about the bush. I mean, we're talking about a cat that lives, not fed the entire 20 years, of course, of her life, because she was in the vivisection labs. But she lived to the age, and she's still alive at age 20, being fed a vegan diet.